Hey, Brother Soul here. Hey, look here. Have you ever been having a really, really bad day and a person, place, or thing comes your way and takes all of that away? Yeah, that's about to happen to you. It's DJ Darren. It's DJ Darren. It's DJ Darren. With the playlist. 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 Playlist.
There's a voice. Song calling me.
The playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
The pains of being pure at heart. This is labr.online. You are listening to the playlist, and this is Justin Timberlake. Obviously.
Don't mind, just
Justin Timberlake, Rock Your Body, right there. That was suggested by Swisslet, so thank you very much, Swisslet. You've got me off onto a rocking start. Ahead of that was The Pains of Being Pure at Heart with The Body, which ties neatly into this week's theme, which is The Body. Yeah. And I've got some incredible suggestions tonight, some really good stuff. Big shout out to Shezza T, who dropped a couple of suggestions 2 minutes before I went on air. So unfortunately, I won't be able to play those tonight. But thank you very much for getting involved nonetheless. She did suggest another track a few days ago, which is in the playlist tonight. So look forward to hearing that one. Like 3 minutes ago, Justin Timberlake said that he'd have me naked by the end of this song. And I scoffed. And I said to myself, nay, this will not happen. And yet here I sit, naked. This is the Beastie Boys.
Ready? One. You will do this 4 times with the left, 4 with the right, then 8 times with both.
The sound of the music making you win. gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
Weapons for all occasions. And everyone got excited about the technology, and I guess it was pretty incredible watching a missile fly down an air vent. Pretty unbelievable. But couldn't we feasibly use that same technology to shoot food at hungry people?
This one is dedicated to the suit-wearing arms dealers, to the champagne-sipping depleted uranium droppers.
Keep your hand on your gun. Don't you trust anyone. Keep your hand on your gun. Don't you trust anyone.
First in my scope is BAE Systems. Specialize in killing people from a distance. Power is a drug and they feed the addiction. Immediate deletion of people's existence. Who says what isn't legitimate resistance. To push these buttons, you don't need a brave heart. State of the art darts leave more than your face scarred. You might impress an A&R with your fake bars. Cause you probably think Rolls Royce only make cars. This is for the colonizers, turn bomb providers. Take this beef all the way back to Oppenheimer. They call it warfare, but your wars aren't fair. If they were to be suicide bombers in arms fairs, a scam for the funds. They will mangle your son. If you try to speak out, they will stamp on your tongue. To your land they will come, till you stand up as one. It's begun.
Keep your hand on your gun. Don't you trust anyone. Keep your hand on your gun. Don't you trust anyone.
Next in my scope is Lockheed Martin. They will tell you when the bombs need blasting. Don't think, just listen to the songs, keep dancing. Do they really want us to have our own brains? Who do you think is really running Guantanamo Bay? And it might be sensitive, but I'll mention it. Who do you think's got us filling out the censuses? Who do you think is handing out the sentences? This ain't the BBC, so there's no censorship. Heard of many mercenaries getting with the clever pimp. Not a gun seller, but none's better than Eric Prince. Make money off many things, mainly it's crime. This one is dedicated to the Raytheon 9. On a scam for the funds, they will mangle your son. If you try to speak out, they will stamp on your tongue. To your land, they will come, till you stand up as one. It's begun.
Keep your hand on your gun. Don't you trust anyone. Keep your hand on your gun. Don't you trust anyone.
Big fan of the pew pew noises all over that one. Very good. Very good indeed. That was Low Key with Hand on Your Gun. You see? Body part. Hand. As I just said on Mastodon, that one would have fitted really well on the protest theme that I did a few weeks back. So a metonym. Where were you then? Why were you not suggesting that one at that point in time? Hey? Yeah, that was suggested by a metonym. Thank you very much for suggesting that one. Very, very good indeed. Ahead of that was, of course, the Beastie Boys with Body Moving, taken from 99's Hello Nasty, or Nasty, depending on how you pronounce such things. That was suggested by White Wolf, so thank you very much, Gary, for that one. Thank you very much to all of you for joining me this evening. It is, well, I say this evening, as ever, as every week, I have to qualify that by saying that it might not be evening where you are. It might be night, because if Sir Garbage Truck is listening, then I'm pretty sure that he's based in Finland, and I'm fairly sure that Finland is a couple of hours ahead of us here in the UK. But how, if you're listening in the former colonies, west of here, across the ocean, then it may well still be the daytime for you. So thank you very much for joining me, regardless of what time of the day it is. I'm here for a couple of hours, and tonight's theme is the body. So all of the tracks are either about bodies or have a body title in this, in the body part in the title. And, well, you know how it goes here on the playlist by now. If you don't, then welcome along. Thank you for joining me here. It's wonderful to have you along. To give you a little taste of the kind of thing that I normally do around here, this is Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Oh my god, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends. But, you know, who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean, her butt is just so big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's like out there. I mean, gross. Look, she's just so black.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Now when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, cause you notice that butt was stuck. Deep in the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh baby, I wanna get with ya and take your picture. My homeboy's trying to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny.
Ooh, romp a smooth skin. You say you wanna get in my bins? Well, use me, cause you ain't that average groupie. I seen her dancing to hell with romance, and she's sweat, wet, got it going like a turbo vet. I'm tired of magazines saying flat butts all the thing. Take the average black man and ask him that. She gotta pack much back. So fellas,
yeah,
fellas,
yeah,
has your girlfriend got your butt?
Hell yeah.
Tell her, shake it,
shake it,
shake it, shake it,
shake it,
shake that healthy butt. Baby got ballet. Now here's my scandal. I wanna get you home and double up, I ain't talking about Playboy, cause silicone parts are made for toys. I want them real thick and juicy, so find that juicy double. Mix-a-lot's in trouble, begging for a piece of that bubble. So I'm looking at rock videos, knock knee bimbos walking like hoes. You can have them bimbos, I'll keep my women like Flojo. A word to the thick soul sisters, I wanna get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya, but I gotta be straight when I say I wanna. Till the break of dawn, baby got it going on. A lot of simps won't like this song, cause them punks like to hit and quit it. And I'd rather stay and play, cause I'm long and I'm strong, and I'm down to get the friction on. So ladies,
yeah,
ladies,
yeah,
if you wanna roll my Mercedes,
yeah,
turn around, stick it out. Even white boys got to shout, baby got back. Baby got back.
Yeah, baby. When it comes to females, Cosmo ain't got nothing to do with my selection. 36, 24, 36. Only if she's 5'3".
So your girlfriend rolls a Honda, playing workout tapes by Fonda. But Fonda ain't got a motor in the back of her Honda. My Anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun. You can do side bends or sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt. Some brothers wanna play that hard role and tell you that the butt ain't gold, so they toss it and leave it. And I pull up quick to retrieve it. So Cosmo says you're fat. Well, I ain't down with that, cause your waist is small and your curves are kicking. And I'm thinking about sticking to the beanpole dames in the magazines. You ain't it, Miss Thing. Give me a sister, I can't resist her. Red beans and rice didn't miss her. Some knucklehead tried to diss, cause his girls are on my list. He had game, but he chose to hit him, and I pull up quick to get with him. So ladies, if the butt is round and you want a triple X throwdown, dial 1-900-MIX-A-LOT and kick them nasty thoughts. Baby got back. Baby got back. Little in the middle, but you got much back. Little in the middle, but you got much back. Little in the middle, but you got much back. Little in the middle, but you got much back.
What a thoroughly abrupt ending. Thank you very much to Heapy for suggesting that feminist masterpiece, Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back, from 1992. I'm sure there's a TED talk to be had for explaining just how that is a feminist masterpiece, and I for one would watch that on YouTube while also scrolling through Mastodon at the same time and not really paying much attention to it. Yeah, yes, the playlist, the body, that is the theme tonight. This is Lover Brother Radio, labr.online. Thank you very much for joining me. It is Monday once again, and the weather is very nice where I am. I mean, it's warm. It's fairly overcast this evening, but it's warm and it's not raining, and I'll take that as a win. What's the weather like where you are? Please feel free to drop me a line and let me know. Good God. Let's not go local radio, hey. So that was Sir Mix-a-Lot. Yeah, we've got some great tracks coming up tonight. We've got, in a minute, we've got some Daddy Freya. There's some K-pop coming up. We've got some Beautiful South, got some Cutting Crew. We got in the second hour of the show tonight, we've got some ZZ Top, obviously. We've got King Blues, got some Echo and the Bunnymen, and some Snuff. All very exciting stuff. I'm sure you'll agree. Join me in the chat room on labr.online should you wish. It's fairly jumping in there tonight, like a party. There's a lot of good guys in there, and it's nice to see. So join us over there if you want. It's fun. If, however, you're a late Kate and you're listening to this on the catch-up later on, then don't bother, because we're not there. This is Daddy Freya.
No man, 'tis a remorseless eating machine.
Thousands of hairs. Thank you.
That was all 6 minutes of Air with Biological, as suggested by Sod's Lawyer. So thank you very much to Sod and Sod's Lawyer. Well, no, it wouldn't be Sod, would it? It would be the Lawyer of Sod. What is your name, Lawyer of Sod? I don't know. Anyway, thank you very much for suggesting that. Very lovely thing. Usually I reserve atmospheric tracks like that for the last song of the night, but tonight I just went with it and played it straight off in the middle of the first hour like some kind of renegade. Just a little note to apologise for weirdness on the stream tonight. I don't know what's going on. It's a bit choppy and funky and weird, and I don't know why. But I'm sure we'll get to the bottom of it at some point. This is... now, I'm probably going to say this in the wrong order because South Korea has different naming conventions to us here in the West. But this is either Yongpil Cho or Cho Yongpil. One of the two, with short hair. That was Yongpil Cho, or, as I said before, Cho Yong-pil, with short hair or bobbed hair. I'm not entirely sure. I guess it depends on translation. That was suggested by Selena, so thank you very much, Selena, for suggesting that. That was from Yong-pil 1, the album from 1980. So, always nice to have a bit of late 70s, early 80s K-pop. I'd actually never heard of Yong-pil Cho until putting the show together. And it turned out that he's considered to be one of the godfathers of the K-pop scene. So there you go, a little bit of K-pop education for you right here on the playlist, where this week our theme is the body. Hair does count as a body part, I guess, does it? Yeah, I'm taking it. And like I said, ahead of that was Air with Biological, and ahead of that was Daddy Freya with Clear My Head. That was taken from 2021's Welcome, which if you're only aware of Daddy Freya as the guy that did Think About Things for Eurovision, you should dig into his stuff. He put out an album late last year, I think it was, early this year, which is just brilliant. Go and check it out. It's really, really good. So anyway, yeah, I'm Darren. This is The Playlist. You're listening to Lover Brother Radio, labr.online. And I'm here for another hour and 20 minutes, or thereabouts. So I'm going to play more music, because more music is what you're here for. You're not here for this frippery and nonsense. This, suggested by Arakin. Thank you very much, Arakin. You're a gentleman and a scholar. Or a gentle lady, I don't know. This is the Pet Shop Boys.
Beat. Heartbeat.
Curse you, Tennant, and Low with your scary false ending. Way a yada. If I was a better kind of DJ, I would have actually seen that coming and not damn near filled my undercrackers thinking that I had messed up. Because God forbid, should I mess up here on the playlist here on Lover Brother Radio. LABR.online, I am Darren. Thank you very much for joining me once again this week, where we are having fun, frolics, and frippery. This week's theme, as previously mentioned, is the body. For any new listeners, I assume there must be some new listeners every week, the playlist is a show whereby for 2 hours a week, I hijack the airwaves of Lover Brother Radio and play out tunes based around a theme. And when I say based around, I mean about as loosely as one could base tunes. For example, where this week is The Body, obviously Hand on Your Gun by Low Key that I played earlier. Not really about the body, but it's mentioned in the song title and that'll do. It's basically just a conduit to picking up great tracks that you guys get to suggest. It's kind of like the now playing hashtag on various social medias, but curated by a despot, and that's me, Darren. So thank you very much for joining me, and now you know all about this nonsense that we do here on a Monday, or you know, online if you're listening online instead, you know, later on in the week, whatever. Right. I'm going to play some more music then, because that's what I'm here for. Suggested by Nikki Lear. Thank you very much, Nikki. A cracking suggestion as always. This one is Cutting Crew, Died in Your Arms.
Died in your arms tonight.
With brackets, I just, close brackets, died in your arms. There's no tonight, it's just I just died in your arms. With the brackets, obviously. That was from 1986's album Broadcast. So there you go. And that was suggested by Nikki Lear. The link to the theme there, of course, being arms. Can you hear my cat? He's coming to grumble at me. Because I guess he doesn't like what I'm doing. Well, he can piss right off. Yeah, Milo, get out of here. Get out of my studio / dining room. I'm Darren. This is The Playlist here on Lover Brother Radio, labr.online. I don't need to keep telling you that, really, I suppose, because you know what you're listening to on account of you had to click the button to come and listen to it. Apologies for the weirdness on the stream this evening. Not entirely sure what's going on. It's quite frustrating. I have reset the stream and it's a bit better, but I don't know. The late Kates listening to this will be wondering what the hell I'm talking about, because the show that they're getting is absolutely flawless. Think of it as a little added extra for you live Clives. You get to enjoy the anxiety and stress transmitted through this microphone. And in an attempt to reduce the anxiety and stress, this is suggested by Davey Bott. Thank you very much, Davey Bott. You're a gentleman and a scholar. This is The Beautiful South.
Everyone the squatties' walls. Your Stevens, Andy's, Jury, and your Paul's. Your body started fondly in the rugby malls, but you want more. Your name is always mentioned in the jokes he cracks. Your coaching horses and your wool packs. Your poses turn the passive into maniacs, but you want more.
Wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
it
though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
in your nightmares, you'll see him in your dreams. He'll appear out of nowhere, but he ain't what he seems. You'll see him in your head on the TV screen. Hey buddy, I'm warning you to turn it off. He's a ghost, he's a god, he's a man, he's a guru. You're one microscopic cog in his catastrophic plan, designed and directed by his red right hand.
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also going to need you to go ahead and...
Yes, I think you can agree. Yes, we are. That was the mighty, mighty Snuff with Arsehole. And that was taken from 1998's Tweet, Tweet My Lovely, which rather aptly predicted Twitter, I think. That was suggested by White Wolf, and that is the most inspired suggestion tonight, I think, actually. Don't get me wrong. Some of the suggestions have been absolutely incredible, as they are every week. But that one in particular was just inspired. So thank you very much, Gary, for suggesting that one. And thank you very much also to Rollo Treadway for suggesting this next one, because it is great. And I haven't heard this band for a long, long time. And this one was fresh and new to me, so I enjoyed hearing it. This is Add N to X with Metal Fingers in My Body. We'll be right back.
is the charge? Eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
She had a scream that rattled the seeds inside the apple. When she engaged a cackle, jackals traveled just the battle. She gave the girls blue face and the men crooked neck. When she walked by my place, I heard a string quartet. Asthmatics lose their breath, the traffic all gets wrecked. The smokers' lives get licked, all their drop cigarettes. Kids fall into the decks, cause they don't watch their steps. And when they're on the floor, they draw her on their wretched sketch. She says that life is like a jungle and not like a zoo. Participate, don't spectate, become the view. Man, if Scarface said it, it's just got to be true. So this world right here, this world is for you. I said to all my mates, she won't make a monkey out of me. But when she kissed me, it felt like a headbutt. When she kissed me, it felt like a headbutt. 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 And when she kissed me, it felt like a headbutt. Staring up at the ceiling, nurse's face disbelieving. Scalpel on arteries, organs taking lives from these. Holds it up like a trophy, that heart belongs to Sophie. Stars is pieces of me, drum beats individually. So now I bite the bullet, I try to chew right through it. Grasp my teeth to the gums, I got to see what I become. There is danger ahead, with a mouth full of lead. But when I fly, it gets harder to deny. So I stood on the shore, trying to blow the clouds away. Fly back into the sky, made out of paper mache. The sparkles from the moon bounce on top of the waves. Like they knew it was the last song ever to be played. I said to all my mates, she won't make a monkey out of me. But when she kissed me, it felt like a headbutt. When she kissed me, it felt like a headbutt. 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 But when she kissed me, it felt like a headbutt. She was out high on the stage, just dancing it. Feeding fire like God himself had demanded it. Like he personally asked and commanded it. Heaven's pipe, but thanks to her, they're still cramming it. She made the sinners blessed by the way that she dressed. Striptease and fire breathing, dancing burlesque. Producing beads of cold sweats on men's foreheads. She says, welcome to the city of the suffragettes. And if you step out with me, you better step correct. Said to all my mates, she won't make a monkey out of me. But when she kissed me, it felt like a headbutt. When she kissed me, it felt like a headbutt. Said to all her mates, she won't make a monkey out of me. But when she kissed me, it felt like a headbutt. When she kissed me, it felt like a headbutt. It felt like a headbutt. It felt like a headbutt. She kissed me, it felt like a headbutt. 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 And when she kissed me, it felt like a headbutt.
The only trouble I have with that song is that I can't play it once. I can't. It's one of those ones. I don't know whether it's the ADHD thing. Like it just kicks the right bit of my brain that I can't listen to it just the once. I have to listen to it until I hate it. But the trouble is, I could never hate that song because it's just so great. I love it so much. So you may hear that again in a minute, but nah, you won't. That was the King Blues with Headbutt from 2011's Punk and Poetry. They put out a record a couple of years back. Do you remember when they sent when the US Army, whatever, sent the early warning system message out to the people of Hawaii that there was a nuclear weapon on its way? And it turned out, obviously, that it was a mistake. Well, they put out an album a couple of years back that's like a concept album around that, where all the songs are telling the stories of people who got that message. And it's really, really good. I was listening to it this afternoon, actually, because I'd remembered it existed. And it's really good, so you should check that out. It's called 38 Minutes by The King Blues. Yeah, that's a cast iron recommendation from DJ Darren here on the playlist. This is Lover Brother Radio, labr.online. big ups to all of you who are in the chat room tonight. All of you Live Clives representing in the chat room at labr.online. So thank you very much for joining me. The theme this evening, or today, or this morning, or whenever you're listening to this, is the body, which you may have picked up by the fact that I've said that at least a dozen times in the last hour and 15 minutes. So yeah, you've just heard head, butt. Oh, I've just realised, head and butt, twofer. Lovely. Oh God. Ahead of that was Metal Fingers in My Body, suggested by Rollo Treadway. So thank you very much to you, Rollo, for suggesting that, because it was magnificent. And speaking of magnificent, there are three quite odd tracks in a row now. I'm just going to let you enjoy them. This, starting it off, is Half Man Half Biscuit with Restless Legs.
No man, 'tis a remorseless eating machine. Arr.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a little number I tossed off recently in the Caribbean. Isn't it awfully nice to have a penis? Isn't it frightfully good to have a dong? It's swell to have a stiffy, it's divine to own a dick. From the tiniest little tadger to the world's biggest prick. So three cheers for your Willie or John Thomas. Hooray for your one-eyed trouser snake. Your piece of pork, your wife's best friend, your Percy or your cock. You can wrap it up in ribbons, you can slip it in your sock. But don't take it out in public or they will stick you in the dock. And you won't come back. Oh, thank you very much.
This morning with a bad hangover, and my penis was missing again. This happens all the time, it's detachable. This comes in handy a lot of the time. I can leave it home when I think it's going to get me in trouble, or I can rent it out when I don't need it. But now and then I go to a party, get drunk, and the next morning I can't, for the life of me, remember what I did with it. First I looked around my apartment and I couldn't find it. So I called up the place where the party was, they hadn't seen it either. I asked them to check the medicine cabinet, cause for some reason I leave it there sometimes, but not this time. So I told them if it pops up to let me know. I called a few people who were at the party, but they were no help either. I was starting to get desperate. I really don't like being without my penis for too long. It makes me feel like less of a man, and I really hate having to sit down every time I take a leak. After a few hours of searching the house and calling everyone I could think of, I was starting to get very depressed, so I went to the Kiev and ate breakfast. Then as I walked down 2nd Avenue towards St. Mark's Place, where all those people sell used books and other junk on the street, I saw my penis lying on a blanket next to a broken toaster oven. Some guy was selling it. I had to buy it off him. He wanted 22 bucks, but I talked him down to 17. I took it home, washed it off, and put it back on. I was happy again, complete. People sometimes tell me I should get it permanently attached, but I don't know. Even though sometimes it's a pain in the ass, I like having a detachable penis.
Today, I had never heard Detachable Penis by King Missile. So, you know, every day's a school day here on the playlist. I am Darren, thank you very much for joining me. Yeah, that was King Missile with Detachable Penis, taken from 1992's Happy Hour. And that was suggested by Arakin, so thank you very much for that. An excellent suggestion, Arakin. Before that was the penis song, brackets, not the Noel Coward song. That was, of course, Monty Python from Monty Python Sings, all 42 glorious seconds of it. I know every word to that track because as a child, sort of teenager, early teen, I discovered Monty Python and... Well, let's be honest, for any teenage boy, that's a really good one to sing. And ahead of that was the mighty, mighty, mighty Half Man, Half Biscuit with Restless Legs, taken from Achtung Bono. And that was suggested by Sheepnik. All very fitting for this evening's theme of the body. So thank you very much to everybody. In fact, thank you very much to everybody for clubbing together and making this show what it is, because otherwise I'd have to come up with all the songs every week and that would just be kind of boring because it would mostly just end up being the weaker thans every week. And well, who wants that? Me, actually, I want that, but sadly I'm not to have it. This next one was suggested by PD Corley, but I will say that this next one was already in the running order. I chose this one because I wanted to hear it, and but then Piers came along and suggested it as well, which just gave me the ammo to actually play it. This is ZZ Top.
Thank you.
was, of course, ZZ Top with Legs, taken from Eliminator from 1983. Hi, guys. Hey, did you know that of the members of ZZ Top, the only one that didn't have a beard was called Frank Beard? Yes, you did know that. Everybody knows that. That's the most known fact in the whole of pop music, I think. What does surprise me, though, is ZZ Top were really big in the 90s. Do you remember they did the soundtrack to... they appeared in Back to the Future 3. And they had some big hits in the 90s. So it does surprise me to realise that track is from 1983. It's like, it feels very ahead of its time. And yet so spectacularly 70s in its attitude to women's legs. Here I am playing all the feminist masterpieces here on the playlist. It's like the theme this week is incels, and I didn't mean for that to happen. But it's a great track, and what can you do? Anyway, from one group of beardy chaps to another group of beardy chaps, I assume, this is suggested by Beardy Foxy, The Beards, with You Should Consider Having Sex with a Bearded Man. So yeah, another feminist masterpiece.
This wasn't part of the plan.
was, of course, the chart-topping international success of The Beards with You Should Consider Having Sex with a Bearded Man, taken from 2012's magnum opus, Having a Beard is the New Not Having a Beard. So there you go, this is a public service announcement on behalf of all bearded chaps. Thank you very much to Beardy Foxy for suggesting that one. It was magnificent and informative, very informative. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren. Thank you very much once again for joining me. I've got another half an hour, give or take, before I'm off to bed. So I hope you're enjoying it, and I hope you're going to enjoy the next half a dozen tracks I have to play. Kicking off with this one, suggested by Haley, who is, I might add, the producer of this show, because they have as much input on the themes as I do. In fact, yeah, without Haley, this show would be basically nothing. So a big round of applause for Haley. Thank you very much. This was suggested by them. This is, of course, Reef with Place Your Hands.
Tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.
Lately I've been measuring
Seems my time is growing thin. Wind me up and watch me spin. Watch me spin. Watch me spin. Skin and bones. Skin and bones. Skin and bones, don't you know? Skin and bones. Skin and bones. Skin and bones, don't you know? I'm just skin and bones. All worn out and nothing fits. Brand of in and cigarettes. The more I give, the less I get. I'm all set. I'm all set. Skin and bones. Skin and bones. Skin and bones, don't you know? Skin and bones, skin and bones, skin and bones, don't you know? I'm just skin and bones. I'm just skin and bones. I'm just skin and bones. I'm just skin.
Album from 2006 by the same title, that was Skin and Bones by Foo Fighters, suggested by The Bread Monkey. Thank you very much, Ben, for getting that one in. One of the last minute suggestions, I managed to squeeze it in. That and Davey Bot suggesting tracks like an hour and a half before I was due to come on air. But being the consummate professional I am, I managed to get them in and get them out there for all to hear. So I had a bit of a drop off with Foo Fighters. I firmly consider that the first two Foo Fighters albums are perfect. There is nothing about those first two albums I would change at all, and that's high praise indeed. Very, 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 very few albums are considered perfect as far as I'm concerned. Those two, absolutely masterpieces. But then from the third album onwards, they're fine, but you know, they started to go a bit more stadium rock and they became the juggernaut that they are now. And so I'd never actually heard that live album, and I was digging through their records trying to find where that song came from, and I think it was just they just play it live. I don't think it was on any of their albums. Please feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't believe that Skin and Bones is a song that they played on, that they recorded on an album prior to that, unless it was a single or something, I don't know. I know they had a couple of singles that didn't appear on any albums. Anyway, this is a fairly boring Foo Fighters chat here on The Playlist. I'm Darren, this is The Playlist, and you are listening to labr.online. Love a brother radio. And I love all of you, brothers and sisters and whatever, however you may identify, I love you all the same. This is Echo and the Bunnymen with Lips Like Sugar. Enjoy.
Yeah.
is the charge? Eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
Abrupt endings on the show this week. That was Public Image Limited with The Body, suggested by Sir Garbage Truck himself. Thank you very much for suggesting that one, sir. As previously mentioned, the only landed gentry here on the playlist. Unless there are other sirs and lords and ladies listening, I don't know. Might be. I'm a broad church here on the playlist. Anyway, I'm going to shut up because I've got two more tracks and I've got 9 more minutes to squeeze them into. This next one is a masterpiece, but it is very, very odd. So, thank you to Sheza for suggesting it. It's great and I love it.
$27 just to go his bed.
your name to be in lights. And there's no doubt, but you can got to have a manager. That's what it's all about. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But people would point, people would stare. I always be too protected to cut down on the glare. I know you can't speak, I know you can't sign. So cry right here on the dotted line. Hell, hell, I'm a old kid. Well, he was born without a body, not even a brow. I made a kid a promise, I made a kid a vow. He's not conventionally handsome, he'll never be tall. He said, all you gotta do is duck me in the Carnegie Hall.
Taken from 1999's absolute masterpiece, Mule Variations, that was put out by Anti, which was kind of like the alternative to Epitaph, the punk label. It's very odd setup. Anyway, that was Tom Waits with Eyeball Kid. That was suggested by Sheza T. Thank you, Sheza. That's very much into the Barking Lunatic years, and who doesn't love that from Tom Waits? Well, that's about all I've got time for tonight, so thank you very much for joining me once again. I will be back next week, but I won't be. It will be a pre-record. The show is already in hand for the next couple of weeks because I'm going to be on holiday. I will leave you with this, suggested by Revian. This is Sync 24 with Lungs Full of Clean Air. Good night, all. Have a lovely, lovely couple of weeks.
We're the tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.